Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, "The Poor Are Great."
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. The poor are such great people. That's what I heard Tiny Mother Teresa of Kolkata say at the Municipal Auditorium in New Orleans in August 1976. And the poor are great, she says, because they are persons who deserve respect and love. Not because of pity or sympathy or their need for our charity. The poor matter. They are human beings. They're great. In today's Gospel from St. Luke, the people following Jesus rebuke a blind man on the roadside to Jericho who is shouting out to Jesus for help. They tell him to shut up. But Jesus hears him and gives him sight. The man then follows Jesus. As today's followers of Jesus, what do we think of the poor? Do we think they're great or love them as Mother Teresa, now saint, loved them? It's easy to ignore them, although we see more and more poor on our streets and at the traffic intersections, even in rich nations. Do we wish they would just shut up? Go away. Stop drinking. Get a job. What is our understanding of and relationship to the poor, really? Do I even know one by name? Or even a better test case, does any poor person know me by name? Huh. Dorothy Day, yet to be declared a saint someday, and who once met St. Teresa of Kolkata, said, "We must talk about poverty, because people insulated by their own comfort lose sight of it." As our Roman Catholic Church has become more and more established over centuries and even wealthier in most parts of the world, we cannot lose sight of the poor, such great people. In my own lifetime, I feel as though I'm farther from the poor today than I was when I first said I would make a preferential option for them. What has happened to us Christians in wealthy nations like mine? Our church, which was once dedicated to the poor, the migrants, immigrants, the slaves, the indigenous, the people of color, the illiterate, the laborers, the dirt farmers, the homeless, the orphans, the sick poor. Perhaps we've gotten too much, too rich to remember. Another great friend of the poor and disinherited, Howard Thurman, wrote, "Too often, the weight of the Christian movement has been on the side of the strong and the powerful, and against the weak and oppressed. This, despite the gospel." Well, I would love to rescue Roscoe at the puppy adoption center, since I do love dogs. But how much do I love Jose, who will sleep down under the bridge tonight?